Now, to international news, it's time for our monthly catch-up with Chris Danielson, the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind in the United States, and we've got a couple of topics to talk to Chris about today, and we've got a bit of a health-related issue first of all, Chris.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks again for having us, Alan. It's always a pleasure to check in with you. And some of the latest news from the National Federation of the Blind, we just announced that we have an agreement with a maker of what I'll call health information kiosks. Now, of course, your listeners will know there are all kinds of kiosks everywhere now. These are generally touchscreen devices that provide all sorts of different information. They let us check in at airports, at least theoretically. They are used in the United States, for example, to buy stamps and other different things. And sometimes they're used just to provide information, also to buy things like train tickets and so forth. And a lot of these devices are not accessible to blind people. And one of the concerns that we've had, in addition to the proliferation of these kiosks generally, is that they are increasingly being used in the healthcare industry. There's a lot of emphasis, at least in this country, on not having people go to their general practitioner all the time and taking preventative health measures and keeping track of their own health. And one of the ways that we can do that in the United States, at least theoretically, is that there are freestanding kiosks, often in pharmacies or in, you know, big retail shops or health clinics or what have you, where you can independently, by following instructions on a screen, for example, take a vision test or take a hearing test or check your heart rate or check your blood pressure or check how much oxygen you're getting. And these devices are all over the place in our country. And as of yet, none of the manufacturers of these devices have made them accessible. They don't have any kind of audio output so that blind people can use them and also get those health measurements from them that I've just talked about. So we've worked with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to reach an agreement with a company called Pursuant, which is one of the biggest manufacturers of these devices here in the United States. And this company has agreed to make its kiosks accessible. And this is going to be a big deal because, as I said, these are in pharmacies. They're in big retailers like Walmart and places of that nature. So it's going to be a huge benefit to blind people. In a lot of ways, it's going to make health information more accessible than it's ever been because you'll be able to have these things read to you by the kiosk. You'll also be able to have to input your email address and have the information about your vital statistics emailed to you. And, you know, in a way, this makes health information even more accessible to blind people because that way you have direct access to all of this information and you're not just getting it whenever you go to the doctor. And so you'll have more of an opportunity to monitor your own health.
Great step forward there, Chris.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it.
Good news, good news. Now, on to the political front, Chris. In the UK, we have been following very closely the Republican and the Democratic race to be the nominees for the White House. The conventions have been ongoing, and indeed the Democrats ongoing at the moment. And you've got some news on the legal front, which both of these parties seem to be supporting.
Yes, we're very excited. It's really a tribute to all the work that we've been able to do, and as well as our partners in the disability community, in raising the issue of people with disabilities in the United States being paid less than the federal minimum wage. Both parties, so let me step back and say that one of the things that happens at the political party conventions is that the parties adopt what they call a platform. I believe that your parties in the UK call essentially the same thing a manifesto.
That's correct.
And what it is it's a document that is voted on by the party members at the convention that says what the party believes, what legislative priorities that it wants to see move through the Congress and state legislatures, basically what its core values are. And both the Republican and Democratic Party platforms this year have adopted language that specifically calls for the end of subminimum wages for people with disabilities and for reform of the labor laws and the obscure legal provision in the labor laws that currently allows that to happen. Now, of course, the inclusion of this in the platform doesn't accomplish it by itself, but it does reflect that both parties think this is important. And hopefully what it means is that they will both work very hard to make sure that legislation passes that ends this practice. And of course, as I've mentioned to you before, we have legislation pending in both the House of Representatives and the United States Senate that would do exactly that. So we intend at this point in our continued campaign on this issue to remind both parties that this language is in their platform and that their members, particularly in the Congress, therefore need to be signing on to our legislation.
So two great pieces of news you're telling us about today, Chris.
Yeah, it's been a good week for us. And we announced both of these things on the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act in the United States, which of course is July 26th. That's when our major disability law was passed 26 years ago now in 1990. So it was a real thrill to be able to announce those developments on that day. And, you know, it just shows the progress we're making. Of course, there's a lot of progress that still needs to be made in all sorts of areas. But the point is that progress is being made, and we continue to have an influence on the behavior of companies and the behavior of political leaders in our country. So we're very pleased about that.
Now, Chris, if any of our listeners would like to learn more about these topics or indeed more about the work of the National Federation of the Blind, how do they get in touch?
The easiest ways to get in touch are to visit our website at www.nfb.org. And we also have social media presence. We are on Facebook. Just search for National Federation of the Blind. We are on Twitter. The handle is @NFB_voice. NFB, of course, standing for National Federation of the Blind. And folks can also just shoot us an email with any questions they have. And the email address is simply nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, great to talk to you once again. And thank you for bringing us some great news here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Our pleasure. Look forward to next time.